message to us. Brother Richard.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a pleasure to share with you this morning. And as we heard about all the things that the Lord Jesus Christ has done, even to institute our Lord's Supper, which we did a little while ago. Before I get into our message this morning, just like to invoke the Lord's blessing upon everyone here and to bless this meeting. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we do thank you for your mercy and your love. We thank you for your graciousness to us. And Lord, we also ask that you would comfort those families who are at this time mourning loved ones, for those who are recovering from illness, and those who are seeking to know better about you. Lord, we just thank you for all that you do. And on this day, we give you praise in Jesus' precious and most holy name. Amen. This, I'd like to thank our elders for asking me to share this morning. And one of the things that I smiled about when I realized I was speaking today was, for many people, today is Valentine's Day. And the entire country is probably celebrating Valentine's Day. I heard yesterday on the news that New York City is opened up again and we can eat out. And they extended the time from 10 to 11 o'clock. So in addition to that, you're able to go out and celebrate Valentine's Day. You might refer to it as the Love Day. However, I think about Hallmark, which is one of the largest greeting card companies probably in the world. And they are moving more cards today. We think of the florists who are selling more flowers than ever before. By the way, husbands, have any of you sent your wife their flowers for Valentine's Day? Please, or at least a card. What I'm going to talk about is the love of God. And this is a perfect day to talk about the love of God, because as we look into all that has gone on before, and I just know there's a few gentlemen I'd like to share with you who speaks about the love of God. The first one is our brother John. And if you go to John 3:16, you will see there a tremendous love. It says, "For God so loved the world," and there's the word love, "that he gave." Love gives. "He gave his only begotten son, that who should believe on him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Love gives. Love is long-suffering. We look into 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is called the love chapter. It talks about the characteristics of love. First and foremost, as I mentioned, love gives. He gave his only begotten son. This is a tremendous gift. We think of long-suffering. Our Lord Jesus Christ was among us for a period of time. And as he was there, everything he did was an act of love. When he touched a person that was ill, he didn't do it for any fame. He didn't do it for any glory, but he loved every man he loved. And he didn't boast. Love is not boastful. Love does not try to steal the whole show. Love is humble. Our Lord Jesus Christ was humble in the things that he did. He didn't have a group of individuals who wanted to lift him up and talk about all his healing. Yes, that happened, but it was not at his behest. He loved us so much.
as we see, Paul talks more about all these characteristics of love in 1 Corinthians 13. But let me just step aside and look at what Webster says about love. When I looked it up, love is both a noun and a verb. So when we look at it, what does he say? Webster says, it's a strong affection for another arising out of kinship or personal ties. Attraction based on sexual desire or affection and tenderness built by lovers. What else? Admiration, affection based on the benevolence of common interests, warmth, attachment, the object of attachment, devotion, or administration, admiration. And unselfish, loyal, and benevolent concern for the good of another, such as the fatherly love of God for mankind. How about that? Even Webster realized that God's love was towards mankind. The verb also talks about love, and it talks about the doing part of love. As we continue to look at these particular portions, let us understand that the love of God was so great. There's a hymn and also a scripture based on the hymn is based on the scripture, which says in 1 John 3, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. Now, I know that's primarily talking about believers, but we have to understand, before we were believers, we were just mankind. And as such, God loved us so. It goes all the way back into Genesis, where God first breathed into man the breath of life. Today, the similar thing is when we find individuals who are suffering either from a drowning or some tremendous shock, we give them what is called CPR, which again is the breath of life. But that comes from our Heavenly Father who loved us. In the King James, the word love is changed to charity. And because of that, we think of it not only as loving someone, but being kind to someone. I just always remember when I looked at the heart of Jesus as he cured the sick, the lame, the brokenhearted, he didn't even boast. In some cases, he said, don't tell a soul. Just go and show yourself to the priest. But when someone has done some tremendous thing for you, how can you keep that quiet? This morning, as we're here and we're sharing this word with you, and we look at it, we see that in Philippians 2:6, he says, even though he was in the form of God, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God, and set himself at no reputation. Let's continue to think about this. People don't seek after Jesus because he's the hero they want, but his love encompasses us. How can we deny that love? How can we turn away from that love? We often hear people talk about, oh, they love God, that they're a child of God. But there's a big difference between being a child of God and being a creation or a human being that God has created. There's got to be a connection there. That connection comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. And in John chapter 1 and verse 12, it says, as many as believe on the name, gave he the authority, the permission, the power the opportunity to be called children of God.
Amen.
Let's not be deceived by people walking around disguising themselves as children of God mm-hmm. who don't know him. Mm-hmm. If the blood of Jesus has not been applied to your heart, you're merely another creation of Jesus Christ. Let me also say this, as God has created the entire human race and loved them so much that he would give his only begotten son, how can you deny loving him back? How can you deny what he has done for you? Every breath that you take is a breath of love. Every step you take is a step of love. And everything that you're able to amass in this world by his permission is his love towards you. I say to you this morning, if you have not accepted the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if you have not turned your heart to him, if you have not asked him to come into your life and to repent of your sin, you're denying a great love. You're denying a love that encompasses you from even before you were born up until the day you die. And what you do with that love is solely upon you. He has already given the best gift you could ever receive. There's no amount of roses, no amount of greeting cards, no amount of romantic movies or dinners can ever compare to the love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this morning, as you hear this, I don't know where you are, I don't know what you're going through, but understand this, Jesus loves you. He loves you with every fiber of his being. And as he sits in glory now, as we heard earlier, on the right hand of the Father, interceding for those who he loves. Let you be one of those who he loves. Let you be the one to say, Lord Jesus, today is the day I accept your love. Let today be the day that you really know what love is, because he has given all for you. So as you continue to enjoy this Valentine's Day, as you continue to move forward in life, let your life be colored by the love of Jesus Christ. And that today will be your birthday, your day of becoming a new soul in the love of God. May God bless you for his name's sake.
Thank you, Brother Richard, for your words from the Bible, quoting the love of God.